Well, all this week we have been talking about Homelessness Week because it is Homelessness Week. And Amber Galvin, who is the Connections Program Officer at the Buckets Way Neighbourhood Group in Gloucester, has been talking about the issues of homelessness, and she does that once again. Thanks, Amber.
Thank you, Shane. So today I thought we'd talk about what is National Homelessness Week. So Homelessness Week aims to raise awareness of the impact of homelessness on Australia through national and local community events, including providing information on the importance of housing as a solution. So homelessness can be triggered by a range of factors, including social disadvantage, financial hardship, poor health, and many more. Sadly, a leading cause of homelessness in Australia is domestic and family violence. Others can find themselves without a home through unexpected circumstances, such as a relationship breakdown, loss of a job, or death of a loved one. Did you know women over the age of 55 are the fastest growing group of people seeking assistance from homelessness services? Becoming homeless later in life seems unimaginable, but this is the sad reality for many women. Financial instability, death of a loved one, unexpected illness can all make it difficult to find affordable housing or maintain a home. The limited availability of affordable housing is causing housing crisis throughout Australia. This has economic and social implications, such as unstable housing and increased competition in the rental market. With the rental market becoming more competitive, affordable housing becomes more challenging for people on low income. The effects of COVID-19 have had an impact on Australian renters, putting many at risk of homelessness. Since the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, around 17% of renters reported that their rent became unaffordable, and 25% of renters are skipping meals to save money. Added to the rental market competition and housing crisis is a reduced government investment in social housing. Despite the national problem being 41% higher than it was in 1996, social housing has grown by only 3% in that time. Social housing is housing that is offered to people below market rates. It is essential for people overcoming a crisis or those unable to earn a higher income for a variety of reasons. Demands are high and waiting times are long, which can be detrimental to people in family or housing crisis. Across New South Wales, typical waiting times for social housing are 5 to 10 years for a one-bedroom property. Many three-bedroom properties have waiting times of over 10 years. In terms of applications Australia-wide, it looks like this. In the 3 years to 2021, the overall social housing waiting list grew by 164,000 households. The annual number of new, what they call greatest needs applications, that is people experiencing or at risk of homelessness, grew by 48% over this period. Everyone should have a safe, affordable and secure home. Thanks again for having me, Shane.
Amber Galvin, the Connections Program Officer at the Buckets Way Neighbourhood Group in Gloucester, chatting this week about Homelessness Week. For more information, call the Buckets Way Neighbourhood Group on 6558 2454 or call in at 88 King Street, Gloucester, or email bwng@bwng.org.au.